The magical calendar.
Mo phạt nhật lịch.
A little boy finds a magical calendar that teaches him the days of the week when he opens the mysterious doors to each month.
Một cô tiểu nam hài phát hiện liệu một cô mô phạt nhật lịch, đang ta đã khai mỗi cái nguyệt thần bí đích môn thì, cái cái nhật lịch giáo ta sinh kỳ kỳ.
One day, he found the calendar in the attic.
Có một thiên, ta tại gác lầu này phát hiện liệu cái cái nhật lịch.
Each month has a little door.
Mỗi cái nguyệt đều có một cái tiểu môn.
The door for January is blue.
Một nguyệt phần đích môn là lam sắc đích.
The door for February is red.
Hai nguyệt phần đích môn là hồng sắc đích.
Each month's door has a different color.
每个月门的颜色不同。
The little boy opens a door.
小男孩打开一扇门。
He sees the days of the week.
他看到星期几。
Monday is blue.
星期一是蓝色的。
Tuesday is pink.
星期二是粉红色的。
Wednesday is green.
星期三是绿色的。
Thursday is yellow.
星期四是黄色的。
Friday is purple.
星期五是紫色的。
Saturday is orange.
星期六是橙色的。
Sunday is white.
星期天是白色的。
The little boy learns happily.
小男孩学习得很开心。
The magical calendar helps him remember the colors.
这个魔法日历帮助他记住这些颜色。
He shares the knowledge with his friends.
他和朋友们分享知识。
Felix is a sports enthusiastic teenager.
弗利克斯运动狂热青年。
He shows his family how to stay fit with simple exercises.
他向他的家人展示如何通过简单的锻炼保持健康。
Every morning, Felix goes to the park.
每天早上，弗利克斯都会去公园。
He does some stretches there.
他在那里做一些伸展运动。
Then, he starts jogging.
然后，他开始慢跑。
His sister Maria goes with him.
他的妹妹玛利亚和他一起去。
They like exercising together.
他们喜欢一起锻炼。
Felix shows Maria new exercises.
弗利克斯向玛利亚展示新的运动。
They laugh a lot.
他们笑得很开心。
Maria is a good learner.
玛利亚是一个好学生。
After they go home, they eat breakfast.
他们回家后吃早餐。
They eat healthy food.
他们吃健康的食物。
They drink orange juice.
他们喝橙汁。
Maria enjoys it.
玛利亚很享受。
They eat fruits, cereal, and milk.
他们吃水果、麦片和牛奶。
Felix explains the importance of health.
弗利克斯解释健康的重要性。
They spend time together.
他们花时间在一起。
Maria learns a lot.
玛利亚学到了很多。
They are a happy family.
他们是快乐的家人。
A journey through time.
一次时间旅行。
Lisa finds an old watch that transports her to another time where she not only experiences adventures but also improves her knowledge of time.
丽莎找到了一块旧手表，把它带到了另一个时间，在那里她不仅经历了冒险，还提高了她的时间知识。
Anna discovered some old letters in the attic, telling a mysterious story about her ancestors and testing the family structure.
Anna 在阁楼上发现了一些旧信件，这些信件讲述了关于她祖先的神秘故事，并考验了家庭结构。
The handwriting of the letters belonged to her great grandmother.
信件的笔迹是由她的曾祖母写的。
Anna wondered why she had never heard these stories before.
Anna 心里想，她怎么从来没听过这些故事。
The letters mentioned a lost love.
信中提到了一场失落的爱情。
The letters contained some old photographs.
信中包含了一些老照片。
Each photograph told a story.
每张照片都有故事。
One photograph particularly caught her attention.
有一张特别吸引她的照片。
The photograph showed a young couple.
照片中是一对年轻夫妻。
They looked happy and satisfied.
他们看起来快乐而满足。
Anna decided to find out who they were.
Anna 决定找出他们的身份。
She went to the local library.
她去了当地的图书馆。
She looked for records about her family.
她寻找有关她家庭的记录。
After hours of searching, she found something.
经过几个小时的搜索，她找到了。
Anna made an important discovery.
Anna 有了一个重要发现。
The letters described a piece of family history.
信件讲述了一段家族历史。
The letters uncovered an unsolved mystery in her family.
信件揭示了她家族一个未解的谜团。
At the end of the letters, her great-grandmother gave a piece of advice.
在信的结尾，她的曾祖母提出忠告。
Family is a bond between the past and the future.
家庭是连接过去和未来的纽带。
The shopping marathon.
购物马拉松。
In a fictional universe, Emma loses her shopping list and has to navigate through the supermarket using various clues and conversations with vendors.
在一个虚构的宇宙中，艾玛丢失了购物清单，必须根据许多提示和与售货员的对话在超市中奋斗。
Emma pushes open the supermarket doors, her heart full of anticipation.
艾玛推开超市的大门，心中满是期待。
Her shopping list frequently gets lost, but she always finds the exit at the cash register.
她的购物清单一再丢失，但她总是找到收银机的出口。
This time, unlike before, she has no map.
这一次，不同的是，她没有地图。
She walks to the fruit section, hoping to find inspiration there.
她向水果区走去，期待在那里找到灵感。
Beside the apples, she discovers a note.
在苹果旁边，她发现了一个纸条。
The note reads, "Don't go for cheap, look for quality."
纸条上写着别贪图便宜，找品质好。
Emma nods in agreement, confident in her next step.
艾玛点头同意，对下一步充满信心。
In the dairy section, she finds no new clues.
到了乳制品区，她没有发现新的线索。
She asks a vendor stocking shelves.
她问正在整理货架的售货员。
He smiles and says, "Look for the fresh, magical finds are there."
她笑着说，寻找新鲜的、神奇的发现就在那里。
The third clue leads her to the canned goods aisle.
第三个线索让她走向了罐头食品区。
There is a letter that says, "Be bold, pick the new."
那里有一封信，上面写着勇敢点选新的。
Reading the letter boosts her confidence.
看完信，她的信心得到了提升。
With the necessary items collected, she begins searching for the exit.
集齐了所需的物品，她开始寻找出口。
Along the way, she assists other customers in need.
沿途，她帮助了需要帮助的其他顾客。
Finally, she reaches the cash register, smiling at the extraordinary journey of the day.
最终，她到达收银机，对今天非凡的旅程微笑。
The mystery of health.
健康的奥秘。
Renowned Professor Dr. Meyer unravels the mystery of the human body and explains how certain habits can drastically influence health.
著名的梅尔教授解开了人体的奥秘，并解释了某些习惯如何能够极大地影响健康。
Throughout his illustrious career, Professor Meyer has witnessed countless life-altering cases.
在他漫长的职业生涯中，梅尔教授见证了无数改变生活的病例。
His research has revealed that some seemingly simple habits can significantly enhance or impair our health.
他的研究揭示了一些看似简单的习惯，实际上可以大幅改善或损害我们的健康。
For example, adequate sleep has been proven essential for overall health.
例如，足够的睡眠被证明对整体健康至关重要。
Professor Meyer explained how sleep influences metabolism, the immune system, and brain function.
梅尔教授解释了睡眠如何影响新陈代谢、免疫系统和脑功能。
Furthermore, a balanced diet has become a focal point of emphasis.
此外，健康饮食被关注，许多人应该重点关注。
Most of us underestimate the power of a healthy diet.
我们大多数人都低估了健康饮食的力量。
Of particular concern is the increased risk of various health issues due to sugar intake.
特别需要注意的是，糖分的摄取增加了各种健康问题的风险。
He pointed out that even moderate sugar reduction can yield significant health benefits.
他指出，即使是适度的减糖都可能带来显著的健康收益。
Regular exercise is also one of the cornerstones of maintaining health.
定期锻炼也是维持健康的基石之一。
Professor Meyer emphasizes that even daily walks can significantly improve health conditions.
梅尔教授强调，即使每天散步也能显著改善健康状况。
A combination of aerobic exercise, strength training, and flexibility exercises forms a comprehensive fitness regime.
有氧运动、力量训练和柔韧性训练相结合，形成了全面的健身计划。
He also underscores the importance of mental health.
他还强调心理健康的重要性。
He believes that good mental health is a definitive factor in quality of life.
他认为良好的心理健康是生活质量的决定性因素。
Meditation and mindfulness have been shown to reduce stress.
冥想和正念被证明有助于减少压力。
He urges everyone to prioritize their mental well-being.
他呼吁所有人优先考虑自己的精神健康。
Ultimately, his holistic view of health has earned widespread acclaim.
最终，他对健康的全面看法赢得了广泛赞誉。